Class 2023. Reading from Radharas Sudhaniti by Prabhupada Saraswati. We're discussing verse 142, I think so. We're continuing the verse. And the commentaries are by Sri Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. So the discussion is about the sadhaka is praying for, engage his different senses in Radharani's service, wants to engage his tongue or her tongue, his or her tongue, in relishing Radha's holy name, Radhanam Sudarasam. So he wants to chant Radhanam, he wants to, with his feet or her feet, she wants to wander over Vrindavan footpaths, Prangali, Mangali, those footpaths which are marked with Radharani's footprints, Pada Ankita. Ankita means marks. And she has 19 marks on the bottom of her feet, 11 marks on the bottom of her left foot, and 8 marks on the bottom of her right foot, like chariot and fish and moon and an elephant, goat, and different things there. Lotus flower, flag, earring, many things are there. So he wants to, the sadhaka wants to see those footprints in the land of Vrindavan. And in his mind, with his hands, kara karotu, he wants to do different sevas, please Radharani, and his heart, Ridam Padam Jaya, wants to meditate in his heart on Radharani's feet, the beauty of her feet, the tenderness of her feet, especially the border where the gold meets the red. The red bottom of Radharani's feet comes up a little bit on the side of her feet, and the golden top of her complexion on the top of her foot comes down, meets that red line. The bottom of Radharani's feet are not golden, they're naturally reddish color. So it looks like a rising sun, which when the sun first rises, it's reddish color. And the reddish color becomes yellow. Even in India, the sun becomes white. It's just so hot, you know. West, usually the sun is yellow. But here in May and June, the sun is white. The white light is hotter than blue light. You cook on your stove with blue light. The white light used for settling torches, welding metal and chops. It's a high degree of heat. So he wants to do meditation and parikrama, walking around, and chanting, walking, and meditating. That's what people do. When people go on Vrindavan Parikrama, or go around Parikrama, they chant the holy name, and they walk, and they meditate. I will now excuse and sober, what leela the Radha Krishna have here, and they meditate on. Now it's Gwalpakur, my ray inside is Gwalpakur, what leela they have. Now coming up is Ratnavedi, what leela Krishna have, vanquishing Shankachuta, and worshiping Radharani as Queen of Vrindavan, and playing holy at midnight at Ratnasthali. Then he goes further down. So as a person walks around Govardhan Hill for 5-6 hours, he goes from one Lila Stali to another, Manasi Ganga Govindakran, etc. So this is the way of bhajan in Vrindavan. To mostly the key bhajan in Vrindavan is hear, chant, and remember. Hear the holy names of Krishna and Radharani and meditate on Astakaya Lila. So he also wants to walk once in a while. Every day we walk around Parikrama, it's not recommended for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Some Babaji's make that their life and soul. They walk twice a day, 3 times a day. That's very nice. That's extreme absorption and Padasevanam. But it's not a tradition. No Acharya or generally instruct the disciples to do that as a bhajan. Occasionally on Ekadasi every month, or Purnima, or one day a month. I discussed the same point with my Guru Baba. He told me, he said, occasionally, but every day you can't do good. It takes 5-6 hours. That's one-fourth of your day, and you're spending it walking, so you can't meditate in that time. You can't really do effective meditation and absorb meditation, lila swarm. So the main limb of Raghunuga Bhakti in the main limb, the main practice in Raghunuga Bhakti is Smaran. Manera Smarana Dharma. Manera Smarana Dharma. Premakti Chandra says the main dharma for Raghunuga Bhakti is in the mind. Using the mind to meditate on the leaders of Radha Krishna, meditate on your Siddhadeya, meditate on your Nitya Seva to Radharani, and any other Sevas also. So that Parikramana comes under the category of Padasevanam. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Shravanam Kirtanam Smaranam Vishnu Padasevanam. It's number 4. So better stick with 1 through 3. Hearing, chanting, remembering. Some people are restless by nature, and some sadhus, babajis, vairagis, etc. They may have that example, that instruction from their guru. So then to follow that instruction and give everyday prakriti, that's perfect for them. But it's an exceptional type of shiksha not found in the books of the acharyas. Books of the acharyas emphasize meditation, chanting 1 lakh, 2 lakh, 3 lakhs of nama every day, and meditating on Astakaya Lila. This is basically what most 95% of Gaudiya Vaishnavas do. It's called Rag Bhajan. So we talked some points in the commentary by Ananta Das yesterday about Krishna burning in a fire of separation. And Mother Mangal put out the fire. Do you know how he put out the fire? He gave him Radharani. He was, Krishna was separated from Radharani. He was crying in a fire of separation. And so Mother Mangal was there with him. He wanted to console him and soul his soul, remove his anguish. So he took a leaf. He wrote on the leaf, Radha. Then he handed it, he said, oh, here, I'm giving you Radharani. So Krishna said, okay, Nam Rupa Guna Lila, all equal, all transcendental. You can see Krishna and Radharani in their qualities, in their Guna Kirtan, describing their qualities, in their Lila Kirtan, describing their pastime, in their Rupa Kirtan, Rupa Jan, you can see them, or you can see them in their holy name. Equal power, equal ability, equal facility that darshan of Krishna Radharani is contained in their Nav, Rup, Gun, and Lila. Name, form, qualities, and pastimes. So the example here is in this story of Mata Mangala is in the name you'll see Radharani. So Krishna did. So he said, here friend, here Sakha, hey Sakha, here's your, please take your Radharani. Krishna was very happy. And he saw the syllables on the leaf, on the patra, Radha. And Krishna, he said, oh Sakha, Madhu Mangal, you fully satisfy me with this gift of Radharani. Sakshat Radharani, directly Radharani. So if you're Krishna on that level of Ishuddha Sattva Chitta, pure consciousness, pure transcendental consciousness, then you can see Radharani in the name and everywhere. Like for example, advanced Rasi Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they say in every verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses, every verse you can find Radharani. First story of Nisringadeva and Prahlad, Bharat Maharaj, all Shishaketu, all the different stories, you can find Radharani in each verse of Bhagavatam. That's quite a treasure hunt. He looked for that treasure in each verse. A special type of vision, a special type of heart. So now he describes in the purport about the dust of Vrindavan, because the sadaka here, the sadaka, Raghunatha sadaka, is praying to cover his feet with the dust of Vrindavan by wandering in the dust. Wandering and doing parikrama throughout Vrindavan, so naturally your feet will touch the ground, touch the dust, you get dust all over your feet. And so he wants, this topic is called How to Understand the Dust of Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada was in Hyderabad in 1972. Hyderabad is in some province of India. What is that, Tamil Nadu?
Hyderabad, yeah.
Hyderabad is in Tamil Nadu province. I think Andhra. Hyderabad is a Muslim name, actually.
Yeah.
It's a city in a province or state, you say state or province of Andhra Pradesh. So Prabhupada was there and he was sitting at a desk at a construction site. They were constructing a big marble. There's a big marble. Inchcon is a very big, beautiful temple in Hyderabad. Huge white marble. Looks like Bombay, Juhu Beach. Beautiful, very white marble. Very beautiful temple. Prabhupada picks it up because it was all a dusty construction site. Prabhupada took his hand and picked up some dust from the ground, some dirt. He said, what is the difference between the dust of Hyderabad and the dust of Vrindavan? Well, the boys were a little confused because people weren't too smart in those days. They didn't read all kinds of Rasi books and have all kinds of Rasi classes and stuff. I said, I don't know, this is brown and Vrindavan dirt is black. all the dirt in Radhakund is black, by the way. Why is the dirt in Radhakund black?
Because
Krishna is black. It's Radharani's favorite color, that's the answer. And if you see something black, as a result, remember Krishna, which is what you said. That's the result of the color black. But it's black, first of all, to remind you of Krishna, which it does. Amavasya, no moon, reminds Radharani fully of Krishna. And black deer, there's a black deer called Krishnasara, the Sanskrit name Krishnasara. They're black deer, and they're Radharani has a pet black deer. It's called Rangini, or I think Rangini is it. The name of the deer is in Radha Krishna Gandhi's Deepika, by Rupa Goswami, Rangini. Her boyfriend or whatever, husband, my dear husband, his name is Suranga. But sometimes Mrs. Deer kisses Mr. Deer, playing with other female deers. They do that, you know. And then she says, you're not Suranga, you're Kuranga. Kuranga means Kuranga. Ranga means play and Ku means bad. Dirty player. You're cheating. In other words, it's a deer's way, the Sanskrit way of the deer telling her husband you're a cheater. Ranga, Anga, you say Kur Anga means hard arms, hard legs. Anga means, A-N-G-A means Anga, means arm, leg, body. So, but if you break it the other way, you're Kuranga, Ranga, the word Ranga, not Anga, Ranga means play, drama. Like Ranga Kshetra means a wrestling arena. Means a sports arena, Ranga Kshetra. We say sports stadium, they say Ranga Kshetra, place of play. Ranga, it has many different names. Like there's a deity in South India called Rangaji. He's a playful Lord, Vishnu form. Got it? So she says, you're not Suranga, which means good player, fair player, honest player, you're a Kuranga. Or if you say Suranga, means you have Anga, arms and legs like a devata. Means you have a celestial body, very beautiful, and well perfectly proportioned, and all attractive. Suranga. But Suranga. Suranga or Suranga. Language is like that. Supposed to be Sanskrit. One word you break it here, it's one meaning, you break it there, it's another meaning. Same spelling. Pretty tricky. So that's what acharyas do. If you ever read the books closely and attentively, like Sarvadarshini and Bhagavatam, you see that Vishnu does it all the time. He takes Sanskrit words and he defines them and explains them in a different meaning than a standard dictionary meaning. He has all right to do that because it's also true according to his angle of vision. He says, Amarkosh, kosh means dictionary. Amarkosh dictionary, this word means this. But we can break it this way, we can see it means this. That was really clever. What happened?
Is it on?
It's on. I'm glad everyone's so careful and attentive. Nice. Anyone still awake? I slept 2 hours today. Couldn't sleep in the day. I can't sleep. I'm really, as they say, wasted. Okay, carry on. So what's the difference between dust in Hyderabad and dust in Vrindavan? What's the answer?
It's black.
Yeah, black and yellow, that's what I said. Yeah. He's perfectly hearing and perfectly repeating. So you're right.
Vrindavan dust is
Chintamani. Achha, fancy word. What does that mean, Chintamani? Is that your name? You're the guru of Bill Bangal Thakur? She was not very reputable. His girlfriend, Bill Mung's girlfriend, was a prostitute. Tutti. Prostituti. Vaishya. Hindi Vaishya. That word is Bengali also. When Haridas Thakur was saying Java, a Vaishya came to see him. Vaishya means a prostitute hired by the Muslim king to defame the Hindu saint. So what happened to Maya Devi? What happened to her? You never read Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's a good excuse. Stupid. You should read it. It's not a big book, it's only 17 volumes. It was, now it's 9. Originally it was published 17 volumes, now it's 9. So she was making fun of Haridas. She came for 3 nights, 12 o'clock at night, to his kutir. And she was saying, he said, what do you want? I want to enjoy with you. He said, okay, fine, you're pretty good looking. Just let me finish my japa. He said, how much do you have to chant? Another 5 hours. So he's chanting Hare Krishna. She's going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. She's mocking his chanting. First night she was mocking. She waited for a couple hours and chanting Hare Krishna. Heard from the lips of pure devotee. Then she got bored and the sun was coming up, so she ran home. Then the second night she came and she paid obeisances. First night she just strolled in. Made poses like, look at me, man. I said, yeah, you look good. It's an interesting pose. I'm busy right now. I have something more tasty than you, and something more attractive than you. It's non-bhajan. Don't mind. No offense. No, it's okay. I'm here for a purpose. I have my reasons for being here. You'll find out. When I take out my bag of tricks, do my jadu on you. So the second night she came, she paid obeisance. Super Soul said, this is a great saint. Namacharya Haridas, you should show respect. So she came to the door and paid obeisance, sat down, and started chanting japa on her fingers. Hare Krishna, serious japa. The third night, she came, and she said, actually, I have to confess to me. I didn't come here to take diksha. I had that experience also. I said, what do you want, diksha? No, I want the guru. I said, not tonight. I'm busy, I'm engaged tonight. Come tomorrow night. I said, later, Jack. So then she asked for initiation, and he told her to sell all her money and jewels and everything, and give donations to the Brahmins, and start doing bhajan. She said, how do I maintain myself? He said, you water Tulsi every day. You can stay in a kutir by Tulsi. So Haridas had the villagers make a kutir for my Devi, and she chanted Hare Krishna every day, all day and night. She became a pure devotee, and she became very famous. The prostitute converted to a pure devotee, Vaishnava, by Haridas Thakur. So everybody bought her donations, not diamonds and jewels and silk. They bought her food, flour, rice, oil, ghee. So she had a house to live in and food and something to do. That's life. Have a house and food and something to do. One thing people must do is maintenance. Some people do take care of themselves and help others also. That's the best. That's really the purpose of human life. It's not self-centered, it's universal-centered. Human beings are responsible for the health and happiness and satisfaction of every living entity in the creation, birds and dogs and fish and everything. That's why you see Brijvasis, how broad-minded they are, how their consciousness is so expanded, you can understand the depth of their consciousness by their behavior. Behavior is a barometer of consciousness. You act like a dog, behave like a dog, what does it mean? You're a dog. Dui Padupashu. Dui Padupashu means two-legged animal. So Brijvasis, they care for the fish. They want to do welfare for the fish. So how do they express that? They take atta, make dough, and they come down the banks of Radhika and they sit there with the dough and they break off a piece of dough and throw it to the fish. The fish come up and eat it. I did it myself for a couple of weeks. I got so inspired. It's fun to feed a fish, actually. They come up. I kiss the sweet, kiss the flower, And I go spoon, I get excited, and like everybody when they eat. And then they feed the birds, and they give rotis every day. The first roti they cook goes to the cow, and after they eat, they have an extra rotis, they feed the monkeys and dogs. They cover every, that's all the living entities, aquatic living entities, in the sky living entities, birds, and terrestrial living entities, dogs and monkeys. Ants, they also feed insects, ants. They take powdered sugar borer and sprinkle, they see an ant hole in their yard or near their house, they sprinkle a bunch of sugar in front of the ant hole. So the ants come out in the morning hungry. Oh, wow. It rained snow last night. One of our ants became a yogi. Maybe he did this. He used Ant City. They made rain snow. They come out of their entrance. They see white powder. Think it's snow. They go, it's sugar. Oh. Hey Bhagavan, Kriva, Kriva. Like when you get Mahaprasad, you say it's Kripa. I got Mahaprasad, Thakurji Maharaj, it's Kripa. But then you get slapped by Thakurji and punished and break your heart, then you're like, you're not nice. You're not a good Thakurji. I know people that talk their deeds like that, Gopal deeds. I said, I don't see you carrying Gopal around these days. No, I'm in Mon. I don't even see Gopal. I put him to sleep. I'm not going to talk to him for a week or so. I said, what happened? And she told me, I said, that's true. It's too bad. You should make up with Gopal and start feeding him again, you know. There are weird people out there. So that answer the second gate was correct. The dust of Vrindavan is Chintamani. Whatever you're thinking, this dust is jewels that can fulfill your desire. That's what Prabhupada said, the same answer. And thus, the dirt in Hyderabad is dirt. You make clay pot out of it or something. Otherwise, you can't do much with that. So that was a distinction, or let's say distinction, of Rajaraj and Hyderabad Raj. The author says, let my feet walk over the footpaths of Vrindavan, marked with footprints of Radharani. May I have the experience to realize that my Ishvari Radharani always walks here in Vrindavan. Each speck of Braja dust is sprinkled with the honey of Radharani's love. And great devotees, Parama Bhaktas, are called Prematura. Briya Bhavatam describes different types of Prema Bhaktas. So Uddhava is in the category of Prematura. Very high level Prema, pure form of Krishna Prema. So Uddhava prayed to have that dust showered on his head. When I remember this dust and Radharani's feet walking in this dust, I will surely be blessed with a life full of bhajan in Braj. So he's making a connection. What the author is saying here is describing the meaning of Chintamani Raj. Chintamani Raj means dust, not Raj, Raj. Chintamani Raj, Duli, Raj. So he's establishing the power of Chintamani. Chintamani, money means jewel or stone. Generally, stone is a gem. Money actually means gem, which is some kind of stone, ruby stone, diamond stone. But chinta means thinking. It means agitation, this mental disturbance. It also means thinking. That's how you get in trouble. The old thinking, ignorance is bliss. Don't think, just enjoy. So he said, this dust will bless you with success in bhajan. When you're walking barefoot in Vrindavan, every step you're taking is a step closer to success in your bhajan. Because every step will bless you. The blessings will come through your feet and to your conscience, your chitta, and your mind, and pacify and purify your subconscious mind and your superficial external mind. And then he prays about his hands, kara means hand. Let my hands be engaged in service. He says, I've spent my life serving so many people, husbands, wives, teachers, parents, bosses. Now I want to become stunned and solely engaged in Radha's service. So everyone knows what it means to be do service. When you meet somebody, the way you work, I'm doing government service. This attorney she's using, I'm doing government service. I'm doing service in the hospital, or whatever. So that's, everyone's doing service, but this guru is saying, I found the perfection of seva by serving Radharani's feet. That seva will make your life perfect. Seva to the, in the mature world will maybe put bread on our plate. Service to our boss will give us income, salary, we'll buy food and live. We can live by that service. We have to serve to live. Even material life, you have to serve to live. You don't serve, you die. No service, no money. No money, no food. No food, death. So that's an interesting point. You have to serve to live. So this concept applies in spiritual life and material life. Material life, you don't serve, you die. And in spiritual life, you don't serve, you die. You chant, dance all night and day, eat prasadam. You can't attain perfection. Why? Because you have to do Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, Seva. Serve Hari, Bhagavan, Sri Hari, as a serve the Vaishnava, especially the Param Vaishnava, Sri Guru. You have to serve Guru, and serve Vaishnava. And serve as other living entities also. That comes under the general category of a motto. There's an unwritten, not found in Shastra. You can't find anywhere in Shastra this motto. But it's a motto of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It's been in existence since Lord Chaitanya's time. Everyone says the same thing. Vaishnava Seva Jiva Doya Nam Ruchi. No service to Vaishnavas, no compassion and kindness to jivas, to cats, dogs, fish, birds, feed dogs, feed fish. No compassion to other people. Give donations for virgin girls to get married, it's called Kanyadan. Give donations of free food to the poor. All this is called Jiva Doya, showing compassion, love, and care for the health and welfare of living entities. Volunteering to be a doctor, free doctor, to widows and Radhakund is called Jiva Doya. It's a very high form of selfless service. No money, no pay, just giving your time and your knowledge and your love to help people. Jiva Doya. Jiva Doya, Jiva Doya, and serve Guru or Vaishnava, and then you get Ruchi for a name. So now he's talking about his hands and his feet, because these are working senses, karmendriya, hands and feet. So now he's saying the chief, there's six senses, which is the main one? Mind. What are the five senses? Touch, taste, smell, sight, hearing. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue. Those are called Gyanendriya. They collect knowledge that way, through eyes, through ears, through nose, through tongue. Also, mouth is working sense. So now he's praying to engage that mind on Radharani's lotus feet. May my heart meditate on Radharani's feet. It's interesting. Usually, when you think of meditation, do you think you use your mind to meditate or your heart? That's incorrect. Most people, Patanjali wrote a book about yoga called Yoga Sutras, summary of asanas and meditation, and what to eat, what not to eat. Many things are described. I read two or three editions of Yoga Sutras. Patanjali's Yoga Sutra. So in there, he said, meditation is performed with the mind. Every shastra said meditation is performed with the mind. But that's interesting that a woman gave the answer Meditation means the heart, because that's the characteristic of women. Women operate from the heart, men operate from the mind. Men operate from rationality and discrimination. Women act from intuition and emotions, also mind and intellect, obviously. But they're especially expert in emotional acting. I mean, not acting, but sometimes they act also. But acting means moving, working through emotions. The whole world is moving because the emotions of women. Think of that. The whole world is, every man, every creature is moving because of the emotions of women. Wars are waged, countries are divided because women are moving the minds. Women's hearts move the minds and bodies of men. Why does a guy work so hard? Because his wife loves him so much, he's so grateful and dead, he wants her love to control his mind and life, made him work like a dog. So that's why it's a unique phrase, and that's why Nata's coming. He's saying, Ridham Padam Daya Tat. May my mind, dhyana means mind, means meditation. May my heart meditate on the feet of Radharani. What time is it?
4:04.
Okay, we'll continue with the purport of 142 tomorrow. Just one announcement. Last class on Sunday. Tomorrow is Saturday and Sunday. Last class for Kartik 2023. So I just tell your friends that aren't here so they don't waste your time. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.